when they differ from the ways of the world in which we live. We turn to our own understanding rather than trusting in you. We take offense at your teachings and your ways. Turn us again to you. Where else can we turn? Share with us the words of eternal life and feed us for life in the world. Amen. Beloved people of God, in Jesus, the manna from heaven, you are fed and nourished. By Jesus, the worker of miracles, there is always more than enough. Through Jesus, the bread of life, you are shown God's mercy. You are forgiven and loved into abundant life.
Amen.
Amen. Let us join together in our gathering song, We Come to the Hungry Feast, number 479. The love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
Thank you.
Let us pray. Gracious God, you have placed within the hearts of all your children a longing for your word and a hunger for your truth. Grant that we may know your Son to be the true bread of heaven and share this bread with all the world. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. You may be seated.
First reading is from 2 Kings chapter 4. Today's reading is a part of a larger selection of 2 Kings that describes the miracles of Elisha, the successor to Elijah. Here the prophet gives food to a hungry crowd. Though there is not enough food to go around, Elisha trusts God, who provides enough and even more to satisfy the need. A reading from 2 Kings. A man came from Baal, Cilicia, bringing food from the first fruits to Elisha, the man of God, 20 loaves of barley and fresh ears of grain in his sack. Elisha said, "Give it to the people and let them eat." But his servant said, "How can I set this before 100 people?" So he repeated, "Give this to the people and let them eat, for thus says the Lord, they shall eat and have some left." He set it before them. They ate and had some left, according to the word of the Lord. Word of God, the word of life.
Thanks be to God.
Let us read Psalm 145 responsibly. All your work shall praise you, O Lord, and your faithful ones shall bless you. They shall tell of the
glory of your kingdom
and speak of your power, that all people may know of your power and the glorious splendor of your kingdom.
Your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom. Your dominion endures throughout all ages. You, Lord, are faithful in all your words and loving in all your works.
The Lord upholds all those who fall and lifts up those who are bowed down.
The eyes of all lay upon you, O Lord, and you give them their food in due season.
You open wide your hand and satisfy the desire of every living thing.
You are righteous in all your ways and loving in all your works.
You are near to all who call upon you, to all who call upon you faithfully. The second reading is from Ephesians chapter 3. We have been rooted and grounded in the love of Christ, which surpasses all human knowledge. Because Christ dwells in our hearts, our lives are continuously strengthened and empowered by the ongoing presence of the Spirit. A reading from Ephesians. For this reason I bow my knees before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth takes its name. I pray that according to the riches of his glory, he may grant that you may be strengthened in your inner being with the power through his Spirit, and that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, as you are being rooted and grounded in love. I pray that you may have the power to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and length and height and depth, and to know the love of Christ that surpasses knowledge, so that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. Now to him who by the power at work within us is able to accomplish abundantly far more than all we could ask or imagine, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus to all generations, forever and ever. Amen. Word of God, word of life.
Thanks be to God.
To John. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus went to the other side of the Sea of Galilee, also called the Sea of Tiberias. A large crowd kept following him because they saw the signs that he was doing for the sick.
Jesus went up the mountain and sat down there with his disciples. Now the Passover, the festival of the Jews, was near. When he looked up and saw a large crowd coming toward him, Jesus said to Philip, "Where are we going to buy bread for these people to eat?" He said this to test him, for he himself knew what he was going to do. Philip answered him, 6 months' wages would not buy enough bread for each of them to get a little." One of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, said to him, "There is a boy here who has 5 barley loaves and 2 fish, but what are they among so many people?" Jesus said, "Make the people sit down." Now there was a great deal of grass in the place, so they all sat down, about 5,000 in all. Then Jesus took the loaves, and when he had given thanks, he distributed them to those who were seated, so also the fish, as much as they wanted. When they were satisfied, he told his disciples, "Gather up the fragments left over so that nothing may be lost." So they gathered them up, and from the fragments of the 5 barley loaves left by those who had eaten, they filled 12 baskets. When the people saw the sign that he had done, they began to say, "This is indeed the prophet who is to come into the world." When Jesus realized they were about to come and take him by force to make him king, he withdrew again to the mountains by himself. When evening came, his disciples went down to the sea, got into a boat, and started across the sea to Capernaum. It was now dark, and Jesus had not yet come to them. The sea became rough because a strong wind was blowing. When they had rowed about 3 or 4 miles, they saw Jesus walking on the sea and coming near the boat, and they were terrified. But he said to them, "It is I. Do not be afraid." Then they wanted to take him into the boat, and immediately the boat reached the land toward which they were going. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
You may be seated. O Lord, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of each of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. 5 loaves and 2 fish. The lunch of a boy. Doesn't sound like a whole lot, does it? They're probably little dry fish, and somehow those are not really readily available here, so I had to make do with an object lesson that's a little bit more modern. Some bread and a can of tuna. This is probably more than what that boy had. The fish may be about equivalent. This is probably a little bit more bread. But can you imagine? 5 loaves, 2 fish. Sounds like a good enough lunch for one, right? You probably had a tuna sandwich in your time for lunch. So, let's imagine this is the boy's lunch. 5 small, hard barley loaves and 2 small dried fish. We're not told whether the boy offered his lunch or whether they just saw that someone in this crowd had made provisions for a picnic lunch. Don't you wonder why people didn't come prepared to spend a long time listening to Jesus? We're told of only one person who comes prepared, a young boy and his lunch. We know that the day went by, and finally it's becoming dark, and it's time for people to eat. And so Jesus turns to one of his disciples and said, "Find a way to feed them." And it's, "But we don't have enough money to give them even a morsel of bread. Where will we go anyway? It's not like we're in a place that has a lot of food. We have nothing." In one of the other gospel lessons, for this is a story told in all 4 gospels, one of the other gospel lessons, it says the disciples told Jesus just to send the crowd away and fend for themselves. But we know our Jesus, don't we? He takes care of us. So Andrew says, "Well, I know of a little boy with 5 loaves and 2 fish. But what is that for this great crowd? Look at this. A can of tuna and 5 bits of bread. I could have a good lunch on that. But if I were to share it with just the people here, how satisfied do you think you would be with that meal? That's not much. A mouthful of food, perhaps. And that's just us. This is a crowd of 5,000. And as one gospel tells us, that's just some men. 5,000 men, plus women and children. Just the 5,000 men, that's more than the population of the city of Buffalo. How far is this going to go to feed the entire population of Buffalo? You're not even going to get a crumb. This seems absolutely impossible, doesn't it? It's so little. And that's how the disciples are looking at it. We don't have much. We don't have much at all. They're looking at things from a scarcity mentality. God looks at things differently. Where we see scarcity, God sees abundance. And we see in this miracle of this feeding of the 5,000 that God takes this small amount, 5 loaves, 2 small fish, and there is enough. There is more than enough, because Jesus asked that they not waste anything, that they gather it up in 12 baskets. 12 baskets are filled with remains of this much food. That's what God can do with what we give to Him, with what we see as not enough to do anything with. God takes it and multiplies it. How often do we live our lives in that same sense of scarcity? How often do we live our life as a church in that sense of scarcity? As we look around and we don't see the overflowing crowd flowing into our fellowship area, we don't see people standing back there, we see who we are, and we think, but we are not enough. And what does God say? Just give yourself to me. Give me what you have. Give me your time, your talents, your treasure. Give me yourself. And I will multiply what you have. And God will do that for us as a church if we have the faith to believe that God still does miracles, that God still sees in us abundance. And I look at you gathered here, and I know that in you is abundance. In you is time and talent and treasure. I saw that yesterday when our women's fellowship stepped up and provided a beautiful reception for Earlene. It doesn't seem like much. Some fruit, some cookies, some lemonade and tea. And it was more than enough, which is why we have some of that fruit for our fellowship time. It didn't look like much, but it was more than enough. And the things that we do in our community, it doesn't look like much. But isn't it more than enough when we look at what we are able to accomplish? Not only in our ministries as a church, but our personal ministries out there as we touch people in this community. God takes what we have that we see as so little. And God looks at it and says, I gave you that, and it is more than enough. 5 loaves, 2 small fish. If God can do that with a boys' lunch, what can He do in this church? What can we do in our lives of service to our neighbor? Where we see scarcity, God sees abundance. What God has given us is more than enough. Amen. Let us join together in our hymn of the day, You Satisfy the Hungry Heart, number 484. Let us confess our faith together using the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended to heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father. And he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
one in the communion of saints, and in the power of the Holy Spirit, we join our voices in prayer.
God of generations, you work in us far more than we can ask or imagine. Bless the church you have called into being across time and space, and fill it with the power of the Spirit for loving service. In your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
God of field and forest, streams and seas, you are the fullness of all things. As grains of wheat grow upon the earth and fish swim in the waters, sustain your creation. Protect harvests and give every person food in due season. In your mercy, hear our prayer.
God beyond borders, you rule all in all. Bless the work of the humanitarians and peacekeepers. Shield those who live, work, or serve in harm's way, and bring an end to war and conflict. In your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
God of healing, you open wide your hand and satisfy the desire of every living thing. We remember any who are sick or suffering, families in our community who endure hunger, those who seek asylum or citizenship, and our beloved for whom death is near. We pray at this time especially for those who are on our prayer chain and those that we name aloud or in the quietness of our hearts.
Coach Jason Tomich.
In your mercy, hear our prayer.
God of grace, you root us and ground us in love. As you inspired our ancestors in this place, in their ministry, sustain us also in new endeavors, that your glory may be made known and your loving kindness shared anew. In your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
God of all, your love in Christ surpasses all knowledge. We give thanks for the departed who have come to know the fullness of your grace. We pray at this time especially for Erlene, whose service we had yesterday, for Clarence, whose service was on Friday, and for all those that we name aloud or in the quietness of our hearts. Join our voices with them and all the saints in singing your praises. In your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Holy God, holy and merciful, into your outstretched arms we commend ourselves and all for whom we pray, trusting in the one who is the way, the truth, and the life, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you always.
And also with you.
Let us offer to one another a sign of that peace. And we thank you for supporting the ministries of St. Luke's Lutheran Church with your tithes and your offerings.
all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, for our Savior Jesus Christ, who on this day overcame death and the grave, and by his glorious resurrection opened to us the way of everlasting life. And so with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join with their unending hymns.
Thank you.
assistance, bread of life.
Give us peace in your building,
war in our past.
As we have encouraged us in this deal,
now teaching us to love the world with your own life.
In your name we pray.
Amen. As you go out into the world, share the message of God's love and forgiveness. Receive his blessing. The blessing of God that provides for us, feeds us, and journeys with us, be upon you now and forever.
Amen.
Let us join together in our ascending song, set forth by God's blessing, number 547.
She was headed up.